In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We are Dukes and Bell. We are live at Zuka in Smyrna, guys, at Smyrna Market Village. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it's good to have you guys hanging out with us. And we've had a great day here. Lots of listeners. Mike, I tell you, man, we need to be here more often. We got to be here more often.
I think Zuka management needs to make that commitment to have Dukes and Bell out here once a month. And, I mean, I've already looked at the on the way home. Enough about me, Carl.
Yeah.
Pizza, pasta. Who takes muscles to go? I will.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm going bananas. I love this restaurant. It's one of my favorite spots, and the price is right, and the service is great. You guys know. And by the way, real quick, as we get to the Falcon Report, talking to a bunch of Falcon fans here during the commercial break.
Yeah, man.
The vibe is real. You know what these guys were just saying?
What's that?
I love this team. I bleed for this team.
Sure.
And they're the same conversation that so many fans have had with us the last few weeks, even in Berlin. I don't know if I can continue. Arthur Blank has got to pick up on that.
He does.
I hope the antenna is up on that.
Well, look, at the end of the day, I think one of our listeners stopped in the other day and they said to me, or earlier today, should I say, and they said, what's your thoughts? And it's funny because it's like I'm lying to you on the air. I'm not. I'm telling you exactly what is going on. But he said, what are your real thoughts on Raheem surviving? And I said, look, it's 50-50. First of all, these 7 games matter. It may not to you guys, but if you are trying, Mike, to not turn this over, if you're trying to not have to go out and clean the slate, he's got to give you a reason to do that. So the 7 games remaining matter. But I also said to our listener, who was, again, acting as if I was not telling you guys the real, what do you really think? I think, guys, that this is going to come down to whether or not Arthur Blank feels like he can sell bringing this back next season. And if he does, he will. If he doesn't, there's going to be change. It's just that simple. But let's not act like the 7 games on the schedule don't matter. And I think, Mike, again, as owners, and some of you own your own businesses, some of you have been owners, you've been a part of some kind of ownership, you guys know, just like with the NFL, when you do this, Falcon fans, there's no guarantee that we're going to be in the playoffs next year. We could. But there might be another 2-year gap. And then you're talking about a decade, potentially, once a new coach gets in and new coaches. So the reality is, as much as you guys don't want to hear this, you don't want to do that if you don't have to. But damn it, you got to give me a reason not to.
I mean, look, you and I love history. We love documentaries, right?
Yes.
You and I love the stuff.
Yes.
They were rerunning the Vietnam War documentary from Ken Burns. And by the way, the American Revolution
it's
just
unbelievable.
Started.
Unbelievable.
Fantastic. I love stuff. I loved when I watched these things, I did not know that. I learned some stuff already in the first 2 episodes. Anyway. All right. McNamara, Secretary of Defense.
Yeah.
He was the constant. He knew things were blanked up. Just tell LBJ the truth. It ain't working. We can't win this.
Get out.
We got to get out of here.
Get out.
And someone needs to tell Arthur Blank. This is the worst sports analogy ever. McNamara is Arthur Blank. McKay is McNamara, and Arthur's now LBJ. I know it's a horrible analogy. You got to cut the cord on Rich because, look, we know Rich. He's a good person. He's a sharp guy. He's an attorney. He's brilliant. Could have been NFL commissioner. But he's the constant. Where else do you turn when you say, how are these decisions made? Who does Arthur lean into if there's a he can't get a consensus? All I know is, Carl, when you don't have a playoff team in 8 years, your team is – you've lost that right to be considered an NFL expert because you obviously don't know what you're doing.
No. I mentioned today on Behind the Curtain. Go check it out. It's on across all social media platforms that the benefit of the doubt is gone for Mr. Blank. When you talk about we believe that you can fix this because you're a brilliant businessman, and he is. But the benefit of the doubt is gone. Bring in real football people. Bring in people that you feel like can truly turn this thing around, if that's the route we're going to go. But that's where I'm at.
With no strings attached.
No strings.
You have no,
strings. No
one looking over your no shoulder. Strings. You have total autonomy and do your thing.
Mike, you can't operate that way. Nobody can operate that way when
you have somebody over your shoulder. Look, there's a risk. Let's just say, for argument's sake, you bring in a first-time general manager. And again, guys, as Carl said, there's 7 weeks of football.
Yes.
It seems like from here to eternity, I don't know. But I'm with you. You need to bring someone in who can evaluate this with a fresh set of eyes and says, this works, this doesn't work, and let him hire the coach. And then that way, I'm going to build a team suited to you.
Yeah.
I don't think they did this with Zach and some of the coordinators. We already fired one in the case of Jimmy Lake.
Well, look, what they did, Mike, and we're going to hear from Kirk Cousins coming up, saying a few things yesterday in regards to getting ready for this start on Sunday. And I would argue to you guys, and some of you may not even care, this is the biggest start for Kirk Cousins in his career. He's made a lot of money, but Kirk Cousins still sees himself as a starter in the NFL. He still sees himself as a difference maker. Go prove it. If you want to remain a guy that's a starter in this league, whether it's here or somewhere else, Mike, here's your 7-game audition, especially after the way things went last year. And a lot of people said, he's great when he's healthy. He wasn't healthy last year. Okay, here's your chance to show us. But let me say this about what they did with Ra. They trusted Ra's coaching experience and his friendships in the business to bring in people he trusted. But, Mike, they're going to do that with the next guy because there's no coach that's going to allow a GM to bring in his assistants. There's no GM that's going to be hired that goes, you're the head coach, but I'm going to be in on the offensive coordinator job.
No.
You're the head coach, but I'm going to be in on the defensive coordinator job.
You can't neuter a guy like that.
You can't. Right. So they trusted Raheem to do that. I said this last year to you guys. The thing Raheem did, and I actually loved it, was he didn't stay the course with Jimmy Lake, guys. He knew that's not working. I got to move on. He did. The defense is getting sacks. It's better. It's not great, but it's better. He has shown the ability, Mike, to move on, but they're going to do that if they hire a new guy too. No one's going to be in charge of that except the guys that are the head coach.
Right. Look, Zach Robinson, maybe he'll have some success because we'll be under center with Kirk Cousins. The play action comes back into play, which should have always been there. I don't care. I'll die on that hill twice. I hate the pistol with Michael Penix Jr. You have to say to Michael Penix, I understand you played in the shotgun at Washington, at Indiana. You've got to be under center in the National Football
League. But, Mike, you got to do that in the offseason. You can't do that in midseason.
And I know, people will say, well, it worked with the Rams. Well, guess what? Everybody who's come off the Sean McVay tree has worked until we get to this. I joked around. I was trying to be a wise ass. I was. Zach Robinson may be the stump or the thinnest twig off the Sean McVay coaching tree. It just doesn't work. Yeah. You got to play to Penix's strengths. But in the case of Kirk Cousins, you got 7 weeks. Guys, that's an eternity. That's
two months. It is.
And I know for Falcon fans, you're saying, gee, we got to win 4 games in a row just to get to 500. You'd literally have to win out to make the wild card. The division's gone. Look, I know that Kirk will probably be more comfortable in this offense. I hope that Zach, who thought he was signing on to coach a veteran for a couple of years, then got trust with a rookie. But that gets back to, who's your brain power? Who are you bringing in as assistant coaches to help in? We talked to Raheem about this. Regardless of whatever. Guys, I don't know what happened with Ike Hilliard. I don't know. He got hired by Raheem Morris, only to be fired a year later. You liked him enough to hire him. You've never helped Michael Penix Jr., and now by the time Michael finally gets healthy and back on the field, you may have a new regime that doesn't even believe in him. I don't even know what Michael Penix is, and that's not a hate. That's just facting, Carl. We don't know what the guy is.
Let's hear from Kirk Cousins talking about trying to flush out or at least figure out what happened last year and move on from. Here's what he said yesterday to the media.
Would love to, but nothing is deserved or given in this league. You have to go take it. You have to go earn it. And, that'll be our opportunity on Sunday.
So as far as him being the backup, he said one of the things he's learned, and he's been in this position before. We forget way back in the day with the Redskins, right, when he was there and RG3. He was the backup. They drafted RG3 to be the franchise. That was a backup plan, and it turned into be something that played out for him.
Fourth-round pick out of Michigan State, right.
But being patient, Mike, and he says now I've had to sit and watch. Being patient is helping Kirk Cousins. At least that's what he says.
I do think, you know, watching from the sidelines during games gives you a different perspective than what you'd have under center on the field. And I think, you know, you can learn from both, but you can certainly learn from the perspective of watching. And, I think if anything, you can see how there's a patience you have to have playing the position or playing through a game, that it's not all going to happen right away. And you got to be patient throughout the game and let the plays come, and don't try to make something happen that isn't there, and believe that if you do that, there's enough players, it's a good enough scheme where, you know, the plays are going to be there and we'll be there at the end.
He's not lying, but can we execute? Well, can we catch balls?
I mean, I know we're all in our bag about how that game went down. We made Bryce Young look like Joe Montana again. He plays against us. If he played against the Falcons, he'd be the MVP. But I will say this. Cousins hit Pitts in the hands drop. He hit Drake. Now, we give Drake a bit of a pass because Drake's a friggin' warrior, and he was not 100%, but it was still knee. It wasn't hands.
Yep.
He did make some plays that could have won us the game. He moved the stick. He should have moved the sticks. Maybe we get the touchdown. The Panthers are out of timeouts. But, I mean, I don't know, man. Maybe it's just my stupid, idiotic Falcons glass half full that I still think Cousins could do something here.
No, I do too. I mean, look, I'm sitting here. We've been talking about this for the last few days. We were at Flower yesterday inside the Ticketmaster studios, and Mike and I are talking privately, and I'm like, he can still play. We're just mad at him because of the way we heard, Kirk. We're just mad at him because of the way stuff played out. He can still play. It gives me a glimmer of hope that something could possibly transpire here. But, man, there's just so many things that have been going wrong that have to go right. One other thing I want you to hear, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're at Zuka, again, in Smyrna, guys, Smyrna Market Village. Here's Cousins talking about, Mike, recapturing the magic from last year. Remember, he threw for 500 yards in a game. Here's what he said about that.
Yeah, I think I was asking myself that about week 10 or 11 last year on, you know. So if I had the simple answer, I don't even know if I'd tell you, but I think that's the challenge, right, is how do we get back to that? And I think the fact that it was there goes to show that it was there. You know, let's go do it again. But at the same time, nothing is – you're not entitled to anything. Nothing's going to be given to you. You got to go earn it. You got to go play well enough to make that happen. I think those 9 weeks, to the degree that we were playing well, not every week was perfect, but to the degree we were playing well, it was because we were maniacal in our preparation and our effort and every detail we had to be on to find a way to win and to move the football. So, you know, it was never easy in those moments either. And I think we find ourselves there again now.
All right. Look, there's a lot of teams right now that wouldn't have the kind of backup we've got.
No.
If he can deliver. I know the Miami game was hard to explain. He looked awful in that game. I thought he made enough plays to put us in a position to win on Sunday. You and I were talking about this off the air. I got this Kyle Shanahan love-hate thing with Cousins. I want to believe in this guy until he pulls the rug out, or like Lucy pulling the football out from Charlie Brown. I really want to believe in this guy. Like the day when I talked to him that day off the air,
yeah.
I really want to believe in this guy, man. But the problem is we've dug such a hole, even if he balls out the next few weeks, it's too late.
It's going to be hard. More to get to here as we're live at Zuka, guys. 5 o'clock hour brought to you by our friends at Jim Ellis Kia at Town Center in Kennesaw. We are going to come back. Kirby talking about his quarterback. Kirby talking about playing in the SEC championship game. And then what did Jalen Walker say to Mike and I about Kirby? Stay there.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one.
You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's talk to Mike Griffith from Dog Nation as we talk dogs. And Mike, I'm going to let you hear a soundbite coming up in just a little bit. We had a chance to visit with Jalen Walker yesterday on his thoughts on Kirby and the job he's doing. I want to get your thoughts on Kirby and the job he's doing, especially after the beatdown of Texas last weekend.
Oh, wow. Amazing, right? I mean, Gunnar Stockton's at the heart of it. Defensive growth's at the heart of it. I mean, look, guys, when Kirby told us at the beginning of the year that he'd have to coach up the bottom of the roster because 54% of the roster was first or second year players, it kind of had the look and feel of a reload. A rebuild is a little strong for Georgia, but a reload, certainly. I mean, when they're fighting it out with Austin Peay and FCS schools at their one-yard line in the fourth quarter with a chance to draw within seven, you're kind of thinking it's going to be a long year. But, you know, we've just watched this team grow before our eyes. It's the rise of Georgia football is a story. And, you know, I was talking with Steve Spurrier earlier tonight on a unrelated matter, which you could probably guess. he said, right now, do you think Georgia's the best team in football in the SEC? And even if they don't go to the SEC title game, so – you know, people are taking notice that the win over Texas was probably more convincing than anybody would have imagined. And then the way that Kirby did it, you know, a fourth and one from his own 36 with a four-point lead in the fourth quarter, an onside kick, and really just turning Gunner loose and the velocity that Gunner's putting on the ball. I mean, this is not the same quarterback that we saw in the G-Day game.
That's a great point, Mike. I mean, the team has evolved. We joked around about Mike Bobo. You and I had that conversation before the season began. I thought Bobo's play calling against Texas has been, all his play calling has been exemplary, maybe save for three or four play calls against Alabama. But it was perfect. We talked about having the entire Texas defense thinking it's a run play and then hitting the Humphreys with the touchdown. That was perfect.
Oh, unbelievable. It's so much better when your guys actually catch the ball, right? You know, I kind of wondered about last year with 36 drop passes. I mean, they're sitting here now, I think, with 13, you know, by comparison. And you saw what happened to Texas. I mean, early on in the Texas game, you know, Arch Manning had three passes dropped. You know, if those passes get caught, you know, maybe it's more of a game. But, you know, it's execution is what it is. And that goes back to coaching. But let's give Bubba some time, right? I mean, he didn't recruit all these guys, and it takes time to work with a quarterback. And I don't know that Carson Beck and him ever really saw eye to eye. You know, in fairness to Carson, I mean, he went through, you know, different, you know, coordinators and offenses, in addition to the drop passes. But you know, Gunner's a guy that you know, the Bobo family's known for a long, long time. And when you give a coach time to work with a guy and build an offense around him, and there's a different confidence level from the player to the coach, it can make all the difference in the world.
I want to play this for you. This is Jalen Walker, Falcon now, Atlanta Falcon, always a dog. But he stopped by yesterday as we were there at Flowery Branch.
Man, is he impressive, brother.
He is. He's great. He's got leader written all over him. I'll say this before we play this, and this might be a stretch for some people who've never had a chance to meet the young man. If he wasn't playing football, he would eventually be a CEO of some company. That's how impressive he is when you talk to him. But we asked him about Kirby. I want you to hear this, and then I want to get your thoughts. Mike Griffin, here's Jalen Walker.
You know, tough coaching. It's not the place for you. And mind you, I live that. I've lived that that lifestyle for those 3 years and seen the guys before me live that lifestyle. The thing is I love about Coach Smart, he doesn't change. With this new space,
right,
going into the NIL realm and things like that, I know that that might change. But the way Coach Smart coaches and pushes that those people to that standard, it will never change.
He's talking about tough coaching. Is there anybody that coaches their kids tougher than Kirby?
Well, you know, when it comes to expectations, I think the bar is set high. You know, when you won 2 national titles and you produced more NFL players over the last 5 years than anyone else, and you're competing in the SEC amid a changing landscape, I mean, you know, Kirby makes no secret that when you come to Georgia, it's a different place. And it's not for everyone. I mean, there's no shame in that. There's a different level of coaching here. There's a different level of accountability. I kind of equate it to Tom Izzo at Michigan State in basketball. I mean, these are tough coaches, and you got to know what you're signing up for. And, you know, a lot of athletes, K.J. Bolden, he'll tell you, you know, that's what you want. You want a coach that's going to demand the best and push you further than you thought you could go. I feel like I'm making a pitch for the 82nd Airborne. You know, that's what they told us. You know, we're going to take you guys farther than
Mike
you ever
Griffin,
thought you could go.
Be all you can know, be.
Well, thank goodness, you know, for the GI Bill in my case, but there's no doubt about it. And that's as a young man, any young person, young man, young woman, I mean, ultimately, we all want the American dream. We all want to maximize. We all want to set a high self-standard for ourselves. And Kirby Smart's not going to apologize for demanding that out of you every single day. Complacency is the enemy. Failure is not an option. And that's the credo over there in that football building. And it sure sounds good from the outside, but you know, these guys got to live it. That's tough.
Well, it's almost like anachronistic in the last 4 or 5 years and how college football has changed. If you can find the right people, that's always been, you know, the bugaboo, finding those guys that will do the things that these guys are doing that, you know, Jalen Walker talked about in that soundbite we played. Mike Griffin from Dog Nation is with us. Obviously, this week, a bit easy. Concerned about Georgia Tech? It seems like Georgia Tech's defense has struggled so much of late that it's all of a sudden the matchup we were looking for is maybe not the same game now.
Yeah, you know, I think Kirby Smart goes into every game with some concerns. I mean, I'm sure he's drummed up some concerns about Charlotte. You know, I mean, they're what, 43-point favorite. But there's things that he wants to get accomplished. There's guys that he wants to get healthy. There's depth that he needs to build. I mean, hey, if we're having this conversation last year, sure would have helped to get Gunnar Stockton a few snaps in the month of November. I mean, little did we know he would have to go in and play in the SEC. But this is the way it goes. I mean, you know, there was a time Stetson Bennett was a four-stringer, and, you know, lo and behold, you know, look what he developed into with some game reps and opportunities. So I think you want to get Ryan Puglisi some action this week against Charlotte. You know, you want to get some guys rested up and give some other guys some opportunity. When guys play, it's a happy locker room. It's a really healthy scheduled game, a really smart scheduled game. Last year, you remember, you know, Georgia was coming out of that four-quarter game with Tennessee when they had to come from 10-0 down, and Georgia Tech hit them, you know, hit them fast and hit them hard. I don't think Georgia's going to be as exhausted, as unprepared. I think you're probably going to see 75% of that Mercedes-Benz Stadium wearing red and black, and, you know, I hope the payday was worth it for Georgia Tech because they punted home field advantage.
Give me your thoughts, Mike Griffin, on the college football playoff and what's your take on what they're telling us. I think, obviously, Georgia is, as we speak, a top four team. Is that good or bad? Where are you at on this?
Well, I don't have an issue with where Georgia's ranked, but, you know, the presupposition that the Big Ten is superior, I don't know what it's based on. If they're going to tell you it's based only on the season, the comparative score that I see is Texas 14, Ohio State 14, Ohio State 7. And Texas outgained the Buckeyes by more than 100 yards and held them under 100 yards rushing. So if we want to go with transitional properties, that doesn't hold water. If we're looking at this season alone, you know, it, but they are two of the three undefeateds, and after the way A&M, you know, folded in the first half before that tremendous comeback against South Carolina, I suppose you could make that argument. But early on, I don't think you could, and that's where I have a problem with this. And, you know, anytime something doesn't make sense to me, I always look for the money. I follow the money. That always brings you to the answer. Let's face it, the Big Ten's got the three largest media markets in the country, Los Angeles, Chicago, and New Jersey. Television executives have a stake in this. The sitting athletic directors have a stake in this. The former coaches, none of them from the SEC. These are people who have inherent bias. We're human beings. It's how we're built. And it has not worked out in the favor of the SEC. As far as the playoff picture and how it'll shake out, I'm not convinced that Georgia would hold the number four spot if they do not play in the SEC championship game.
Really?
Texas Tech is at number five. You'll note that two Big 12 teams were moved into the top 25 in this most
but
recent
Texas
ranking.
Tech, sorry, Mike, Texas Tech's strength of schedule can't hold up, can it?
Well, right now it wouldn't, but as I was saying, if you look at the current top 25 of the CFP, they've moved Arizona State to 25. That's the team that beat Texas Tech. And then Houston also moved into the top 25, and that was a team Texas Tech beat 34-11. So both games look a lot better. And don't forget, if Georgia's not playing in the SEC championship game, they're going to be sitting idle, and Texas Tech's going to be on TV probably beating BYU's brains out, scoring an impressive conference championship win. So I wouldn't get comfortable with that notion quite yet. We saw Texas Tech jump over Ole Miss on a Saturday when Ole Miss won 49-0 over the Citadel with 6-1 yardage ratio. nothing is outside the bounds of probability or possibility, but the way I look at it, I don't think it really matters too much if Georgia's in the 4 or 5 seed, because as the 4 seed, they would play the winner of the 5-12. As the 5 seed, they would play that 12 team, which is going to be one of the group of 5 teams, and those teams aren't very good. I think you can pencil Georgia in for a January 1st or a December 31st bowl game in the quarterfinals. Yeah.
And, Mike, where do you fall? We talked about it. We played the soundbite earlier with Kirby. Do you like the idea of having the month off, or do you want to see them in the – I know Kirby, he wants to be in the – they play for SEC championships. They got lost last year after the loss to Notre Dame, but they still won the SEC. You want to be in that game?
I mean, that's like asking T-Rex if he wants to go to the sheep. I mean, it's not really going to matter ultimately. You know, I do think there's something to be said for hanging another banner and making it to 5 straight SEC championships games, which only Steve Spurrier has accomplished. And, you know, as we continue to chisel Kirby Smart's face out on the Mount Rushmore of SEC coaches, it would be another feather in his cap after. I mean, the guy's already gone 37-3 the last 5 seasons in SEC regular season play. Only Nick Saban equals that. Spurrier had a 36-4 run. And Georgia beat, what, 7 top 10 SEC teams in that run. So it'd be good to see Kirby hang another banner. I know that's what he wants. I know that's what all the traditionalists want. As far as time off, it didn't really work out for him too well last year. But at the same time, playing in the SEC championship game cost him their starting quarterback. So I think there's an argument to be made either way.
Great stuff. Mike Griffith, tell everybody where they can follow your stuff, man.
Yeah, you can find me on AJC.com in the sports section or on Twitter at MikeGriffith32 as well as DogNation.com.
All right, man. Great job, as always.
Stakey feels we're too soft on Mike. I think we have a good rapport with Mike.
No, Mike's great for us, man. What are you talking about? Mike, man, take care. We'll talk soon.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, we talked about Kirby. We didn't play this earlier, so we're going to play it for you, what he had to say about Gunner and his thoughts on the SEC championship game. He thinks it's still important, which tells me that's what he's telling his team. We're going to play that for you and get you caught up on the latest, guys, of what's going on around the world of sports. We are live and have been today at Zuka, 2860 Atlanta Road in Smyrna. It's been a great afternoon for us. Stay right there. We got more to get to.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Busy show today, man. Incredible folks out here at Zuka, again, in Smyrna, right here at the Smyrna Market Village, Mike. And you said it. We need to be out here more.
By the way, got to give a shout out to – look at young Mackenzie over here.
Mackenzie!
So she's in the third grade, and you know how I feel about children. Not really a fan. This kid is brilliant. She goes, I love your radio show.
Oh, Mackenzie.
Thank you. What a cutie.
Sweetie.
And that's your dad, big loyal listener.
I love it.
Great turnout today at Zuka. I'm with you. I think we got to tell the owners. We got to lean into this.
Mackenzie, come here, Mackenzie. Come over here real quick. Can you say, hey, man?
Hey, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Give me a high five. Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. She is brilliant. Mike is right. She's unbelievable.
That's some great parenting right there. Exactly right. You come to a Dukes and Bell promo.
Thank you so much. As we get ready to wrap things up, Mike, and I want to play a couple of things for you guys. One of them has to be Kirby talking about the growth of Gunnar Stockton. We had Barbara Dooley on today. If you missed it, go online, odyssey.com. She was amazing talking about the win against Texas. It's Charlotte this week, guys. They're 1-9. We get it. Okay.
Right. Just play your guys and get them out there by the second quarter.
That's right. But Kirby also talked about the SEC championship game. And you just asked Mike Griffin about this. I'm torn. I'm going to be honest with you.
Because, I see both sides of it.
Well, Mike, remember this. Last year, the teams that got byes, nobody won it. Okay? That's part of this. And I'm not saying that's a every year deal, but when you start talking about that length of time and keeping guys focused, but I also want Georgia to play for the champions. Like, you should be in the SEC championship game. You earned that. And by the way, what is that going to look like? You're playing A&M? In the championship game, if they beat Texas, or are you playing Alabama in the championship game?
Right.
Like I would like to see him in there. Okay, before we get to that,
the selfish part of me wants to see Georgia in the SEC championship, but I understand maybe why you shouldn't be there. But you just laid it out. Last year, Georgia had the bye week. How'd that work out for them?
It did.
Came out flat against Notre Dame, got out physicaled by a Notre Dame team that had to play Indiana at home.
Yep. That's my only thing, and I'm not saying the bye isn't good. If your team is banged up.
But Georgia, is not necessarily.
They're right not. Now. All right, but here's Kirby talking about Gunnar and who he is. This is a courtesy of the Steakhouse guys. That interview also online at odyssey.com. He was on the Steakhouse with Rusty today, Rusty Manziel, and, of course, Steaky today. Here's Kirby.
The kid does it the right way. He's a throwback. He's an old school. He's a team player. He is so humble. You cheer for these guys. You know, like he's the good guy. He helped recruit kids in his class. Everybody that grew up playing all the different young football, whatever they call it, FBU, all that. Like, everybody played with him from baseball and football all the way up. They just love the guy. And when the good guys do well, I think we all feel a big win on that.
Yeah, he said the kid's a throwback. If you missed the first part of that, and he just does things the right way.
Right.
Look, I think some of us, me, have been critical of, hey, Kirby, go get a dynamic, you know, guy that's a dual threat or, you know, this, that, and the other. Kirby knows what he wants, Mike, and he's made it work.
Right.
And for all the conversation about what you think you need at quarterback, he has been able to identify what he needs. And whether it was Todd Monken or now Mike Bobo, it doesn't matter.
And Bobo's done a great job. I know, give credit where credit's due. And I was lukewarm on Schumann. And I think
sure.
the defense,
sure.
as we talked about with Mike Griffith, the defense has evolved in a big way.
Yeah.
To the point where if you played Ohio State and those super rock star wide receivers, yeah, I don't feel as nervous as I might, you know, maybe 3 months ago, right?
I'm with you, man. I just like the conversation about quarterbacks and why Kirby doesn't get some guys and why he gets others. That conversation is going to continue
he's
to go on.
He's got his guy.
But he knows what he wants.
He's got
right?
his guy. And look, nothing against Justin Fields, nothing against other quarterbacks
no.
that haven't shown up.
No.
Maybe he doesn't want that smoke. You know, I mean, he has his – what's the line? I run my unit. And Georgia fans, you cannot argue with the results. You cannot.
Not at all. All right, here he is on playing in the SEC championship game. Again, it's Dukes and Bell, guys. We got Hawks basketball tonight, 7:30. They're at the Spurs. Turtle's going to have a bridge show. But before we get out of here, I want you to hear Kirby on playing in the SEC championship game.
I'm an SEC enthusiast. I look at it as, well, you didn't win the SEC. And see, it's one of the top moments of your career, of your year. I don't know. That's another one of those that we've spoiled our fans,
yes.
maybe, or spoiled people
yeah.
of
yes.
like to think that you don't want to be in that game or playing for that. It's been so elusive in my career. Won two national championships, and where we didn't win the SEC. So, like, it's hard when you do that. I had Alabama where we didn't win it and then won the national, and then here we did that. I just don't – I'll never agree that it's better. Like, what about the experience you get from playing in that game, the pressure, the anxiety? Yeah, banged up, sure, but there's recovery time in there.
So, he wants to play in it, Mike. That's what I get. I mean, Kirby's not conceding anything.
No,
let's play in this thing.
Look. We said this earlier in the show. We were so upset about how Notre Dame came in that Sugar Bowl and just kind of manhandled them
yes.
that we forgot. And, again, I don't like the way they tried to be aggressive with a younger Gunnar Stockton before the half. It blew up in their face. And then the kickoff, right, and that was it. But in hindsight, you know, yeah, they won the SEC championship. We just forget because of the Notre Dame loss. That was a hell of a run. In overtime against Texas to get that done. Losing Carson Beck and Gunnar got thrown into the fire in that game, too. And then Gunnar nearly got his head blown off, if we're honest.
He did.
Carson had to come in with one arm to take a snap, right?
Oh, my goodness. Tomorrow, guys, big show. We're back in studio. Jeremy Fowler talking on NFL with us. Also, our man B-Mac from CBS Sports will break down, obviously, Falcons Saints. We'll get to the big college football games of the weekend. We'll give you our picks, and Steve Kuhn is going to stop by. We'll recap what happened tonight with the Hawks at the Spurs. No Wimby tonight, by the way, but we also know Porzingis and I think Richashe were game-time decisions. So
okay.
that is something to still yet be determined. Before we get out of here, got to give a big shout-out, man, to all the folks here at Zuka Mike. What a cool place. And if you've not had a chance to come visit with us today, come by, stop by. This patio is awesome.
What a scene. And great kitchen. Some old friends, some new friends as well. And Smyrna Market Village is what do we say about Gwinnett?
It's popping.
Smyrna Market Village is popping. But hopefully we get out here some more, man, because great times. Food's fantastic. I see you got some to go.
Yes, sir.
A lot to go.
Well, look, I told her. She's like, you're not bringing me any of that. You don't come home. So I was like, okay, I guess I better order something.
Where else can I get an eggplant? You know, Parm Sub. Not many places in America,
no.
in Atlanta, you can get that.
Do you like the Parm Sub?
I may be for an hour figuring out what I'm going to get to go. I mean, I'm like a, what's the old Elvis song? I'm like a Mississippi bullfrog. I don't know which way to jump.
I know, man. All right, we got to get out of here. Big O, man, let's clear our throat. Hey, thanks to our guests today and all the folks that came out here. I see Tinker still hanging out, having those Miller Lights or whatever. What are you drinking now, Tinker? He switched up. Tinker's in here. Oh, you still drinking the Miller Lite? My man. All right. Thanks
By the
to,
way, Miller,
thanks to Miller Lite.
Miller, Coors, Molson, they also own Guinness, thanks to Walt. So I've been drinking some of the black stuff, and it's been going down like soda pop.
I'm sorry?
It's called the black stuff.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That is the proper nomenclature.
I just wanted to make sure I heard you correctly. Hey, Hey, man. Miller Lite, thank you, guys. Also, the folks here, John Parla, everybody involved with this broadcast. Day Day, our executive producer, Big O back at the studio. Stay tuned. Turtle's coming up. He's got the Bridge Show, as we mentioned, Hawks tonight. If you're interested in the NFL game, obviously we carry that as well. It's going to be on our sister station, WAOK.
No Keon Coleman for the Bills. He's under double secret probation by Sean McDermott.
Texans covered tonight?
Yep. And Davis Mills, the Pace Academy quarterback who went to Stanford, will be under center because more injuries for C.J. Stroud.
Did you say the number's five?
Bills, 5.5?
You jumping on that? That's correct, 5.5.
I've been drinking too much Guinness. I haven't done enough research on this. I've been burned on these Thursday night picks. No, no, no.
You sure?
No, I'm not going to touch it.
Texans, cover.
Why are you trying to goad me into taking Buffalo? I'm not touching this game.
Come on, man. Get on this.
If you want to bet this, bet Buffalo take the giving the dropping the five. Got to win by 6 or a touchdown. We win by 14, and we'll laugh. Hardy freaking horror.
Texans have a good defense.
Yeah, whatever. DeMeco Ryans has lost his luster.
Okay, fine. You know what? I am not going to jump on this either. All right, man. We got to get out of the way. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Funny article from Connor O'Gara in Saturday Down South. For a coach who says everything is fine, Steve Sarkisian is giving off some weird vibes.
Yeah, imagine that.
He is, because I've got to imagine amongst your – elite Texas alumni, those big oil money guys cutting checks. There's got to be a lot of disappointment in Texas going 0-3 against Georgia, losing three games this season. I know this was a reset year, but Georgia has reset better than Texas. I like Steve Sarkisian. He's a great dude, but he always seems to be in over his head in the big games. It's kind of what's defined him. So to say, I'm not taking another job, I don't know. Are some Texas fans hoping he would?
I've known Mac Rhodes for about 20 years. If you're not familiar with Mac Rhodes, let me tell you who he was. He was the chair of the College Football Playoff Committee. He's also the AD at Baylor. Well, not anymore. Apparently, he was placed on leave earlier this month, and now the two have decided to part ways. This has nothing to do with the College Football Playoff, but apparently, he violated, Mike, and Baylor, for those who don't know, is a faith-based policy school, one of their policies.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what it is. I'm not sure what's going to happen. But what I do know is all of a sudden, Mac Rhodes, who was atop the College Football Playoff Committee and one of the most powerful ADs in the country, is out. That was kind of my source into the College Football Playoff Committee. Selfishly, I'm disappointed. But, Mike, when these things happen, it makes you wonder what these guys do behind closed doors. He's been at Baylor since 2016. He's not going to be there for the rest of the season.
Oofa.
Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't.
You just lost your Big 12 insider.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.